The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for June, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll, the program on the station since its beginnings back in the 1970s. Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll could be heard weekdays at 10 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30. Plus, their children's program, Paws and Tales, is on Saturday nights at 7:30. Recently, Chuck was talking about Christian marriage, and in particular, a wife's role and influence in the marriage.
My thoughts in this message have to do with the give and take of domestic harmony. Washing down to chapter 3, verse 1, Peter comes to the subject at hand, the subject of marriage. First of all, wives, God says in this passage, verses 1 and 2, analyze your actions. In the same way, wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, by the actions, by the conduct, by the behavior of their wives, as they, that is, the husbands, observe your chaste and respectful behavior. You see, wives, you are not responsible for your husband's life. You are responsible for your life. You cannot make your husband something he is not. Only God can do that. The second piece of advice is from verse 3. Watch your adornment. Watch your adornment. In these verses, verses 3 and 4, Peter puts his finger on outer beauty, which is verse 3, and inner beauty, which is verse 4. Let's take the first one in verse 3, the outer beauty. Let not your adornment be external only, braiding the hair, wearing gold jewelry, and putting on dresses. Now, I'm grateful for the editors of our Bible who have added the word only. Before it was added, some preachers had the audacity to say that braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry and putting on dresses all fell in the category of being disobedient to God. I never could figure out how putting on dresses would be disobedient to God, by the way. I could understand how come some would say braiding hair and wearing gold jewelry, but the verse does not say, let not your adornment be external at all. It says, let not your adornment be external only. Only. We would say even exclusively. Taken to an unrealistic extreme, ladies, you can really miss the mark in your external adornment. As a matter of fact, I have seen some ladies who think that it is a mark of spirituality to sort of let themselves go. And they become plain and matronly and bland and a little dowdy, kind of like a vanilla shadow. That is not what God has in mind. But on the other hand, if externals get out of line, you will overemphasize the continued emphasis on your hair, on your accessories, on the dresses and gowns you wear. You will become preoccupied with nothing but your external adornment. Verse 3, let not your adornment be external only, but, now the attitude, let the adornment include the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Immediately, we notice a contrast. Let your adornment be deep within. I would paraphrase it, a gentle tranquility, a secure calmness, because you know who you are and you know who you adore and serve, the Lord Christ. Let the adornment include the hidden person of the heart. By the way, I don't think it would take any of you ladies more than 2 or 3 hours to prepare yourself physically for the most elegant of evenings. But you know, it takes all your life to prepare the hidden person of the heart. That's a lifetime task.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for June, Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll. You can hear Insight for Living weekdays at 10 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30. And their children's program, Paws and Tales, Saturday nights at 7:30.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.